It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy, Luke Clayton. It is once again time for us to spend about 15 minutes here on KETR and talk about the outdoors. We're going to go down to Galveston today, and we're going to visit with a longtime buddy of mine, Captain Mike Williams, and we're going to talk about catching a bunch of big black drum. Now, today's show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. You can go online to biggame.org and learn all about the Dallas Safari Club. Also, today's show is made possible by Brute Outdoors. This is the home of the Brute Box Coolers. The website is bruteoutdoors.com. The toll-free number is 855-BRUTE-55. Now, let's visit with Captain Mike and see what's going on down at Galveston. Mike, good morning, buddy.
How you doing, Luke?
I'm fine, and you know the big news down there right now is the Black Drum Run is in its early stages. I don't know of a better opportunity for people to go and catch a bunch of big fish. And by big fish, I'm talking, Mike, when I go with you, we catch them from 20 to 60 pounds, don't we?
Yeah, I was telling a guy the other day, that if you want to take your family and your kids, you know, we kind of specialize in taking mom, pop, and the kids. And, you know, a lot of people, I think, they're intimidated with some guys, some charter boats, that, you know, they really don't want to take the kids. But we kind of specialize in that. And right now, during spring break, I don't think there's a better trip on the planet for the family to go out and catch, like you said, fish in the 20 to 50-pound class and a lot of them. I mean, it's a very, very fun spring break trip.
You bet. And at Galveston is really up in northeast Texas. It's our closest coastal destination. You can be in a boat with you fishing, Mike, from up here in northeast Texas in about 5 hours, you know, a little over five maybe. But it's a close destination. You don't have to drive for a day to get there. And these black drum, this is something that you've been doing, I guess, most of your life. But it's a migrational pattern that they have, and the fishing is in sheltered waters. It's not a deep sea trip, folks. I mean, you're fishing right there, and a lot of times near the jetties, aren't you, Mike?
Yeah, in most cases, 99% of the time, you're going to be fishing 50 yards from the bank. I mean, not very far at all. And we fish sheltered, protected places from the wind. I say an average trip, the seas are going to be less than 1 foot. Plus the fact that our boats are, we don't use little bay boats. Most of our boats are boats that we use on our bay trips are the same boats we use offshore, and they're great big 25 to 27 foot twin engine, non-sinkable boats. All the boats that we run are non-sinkable boats, which means they won't sink at all. You know, a lot of people worry about getting on boats, so like getting in an airplane, but if you get on a boat that won't sink, one thing you don't have to worry about is sinking. So these boats that we run are very, very safe.
Well, and then all of you, I fished with you, well, for over two decades, and it's a very, it's a fun trip, a safe trip, and it's a very predictable trip. Now, these black drum, the best bite, Mike, is always on a moving tide, right?
Right. You know, one time I took you fishing, this was 20 years ago, and I told you, I said, until the tides start moving, we're not going to catch any fish. And I said, when those motors swing back toward that lighthouse, we're going to start catching them. And as soon as that boat, we got that current, that tide started moving, and you thought that was the darnest thing in the world.
I've told a million people about that, literally. And we were anchored out there off of, there's a hump that you knew about there near the jetties, North Jetty, I think. At
right.
Galveston, and we, you know, we got all set up, and you dropped the anchor. The boat was just adrift. It wasn't taut on the line at all. It was just there, no current at all. And you said, and you knew that you'd already checked the tides. And you said, in about 15 minutes, Luke, we're gonna the bow of this boat's gonna swing over there, and when it points toward this particular spot, the tide's going to move in. These fish are going to be jerking the rods out of our hand. And by golly, that's exactly what happened. but at the time, I didn't know you'd already had your tides figured out, and you knew when it was going to happen, didn't you, Mike?
Well, that's very similar. Most people can, you know, they understand, hey, you know, when the dam's when the water's running through the dam, the fishing's usually better below the dam. And when they stop, when they turn the gates off, the fishing usually slows down. So it's pretty much the same thing. The fish just bite better and move it. You can catch them in what we call a slack tide, but the fishing's always going to excel, even if the tide's going in or going out. And usually in the spring, it's the fish are migrating into the bay, and they use that tide as like an escalator to come into the bay system.
You bet.
And catch a lot of fish doing that.
You bet. Well, kind of describe to our listeners, Mike, what it's like. Now, I know quarter sections of blue crab is a primo bait, but that's not the only thing you can catch black drum on, is it?
Well, that's the number one, but you can catch them on. You can catch black drum on. But let me be clear about this. The number one go-to bait is going to be fresh blue crab, okay? Mm-hmm. You can catch them on shad, which you can buy frozen. You can catch them on live shrimp. You can catch them on shrimp that's been frozen. If you want to, you know, take a jumbo trip, try to catch a drum with it, you can do that. I believe I'll just eat the shrimp and use something else for the drum. But they will eat it. Uh-huh. And that's probably like the top three or four baits right there.
And describe and you the can hook. Use, the
some
hook that
some
you
people use crawfish.
Uh-huh. But, yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Again,
The hook that you use, are you fishing circle hooks on these things, or?
We use circle hooks. We went to circle hooks about 20 years ago, and the reason we use circle hooks is, in 90% of the cases, it hooks the fish in the lip, which means you can let the fish go without doing any harm to the fish. Sometimes with a J hook, they swallow the hook on the conservative point. That's what we use most of the time, which is a real easy hook to use because you don't have to catch the fish. The fish actually catches itself, and that's really a plus especially when you're taking a lot of little kids fishing. Something else, people worry about taking their kids fishing. We specialize in taking little kids fishing. We take kids fishing as young as 4 years old. We bait the hook for them. We cast for them. The ladies at the kingfish, we bait the hook for them, we cast for them, and literally all they have to do is, and I told them that when they go, don't worry about it. My guides are going to take care of you. All your part is reel the fish in. That's all. And we don't set the hook for you and hand you the rod.
Right.
We hand you the rod.
They're fishing, right.
I see a lot of these guys, they go out and they set the hook in and then hand the customer the fish. We don't do that. We hand you the rod. You're going to catch the fish. Like I said, but all you have to do really is catch the fish and reel in. We do not reel fish in. We don't do that.
Well, I would dare say the most dependable, definitely the most dependable saltwater fishing there is. I mean, you don't go out hoping to catch them. When that tide starts moving, Mike, they start feeding. I guess it happens.
If you ask a computer, what is the easiest way to catch a lot of big fish, it would tell you the spring black drum run. It's a no-brainer.
And the size of these fish, we always catch them 20 to 30 pounds, but a lot of times, in an average, a good trip, you can go expecting to catch multiple fish like this, folks, but a good trip, I guess the biggest one I've ever caught with you was up in the 30s, but you regularly catch them 40 and bigger, don't you,
Well, we catch drum actually up to about 60 pounds, but that's kind of like shooting a big deer. You never know when he's going to pop up, But I tell you what we usually catch on these trips, which is a real, real bonus, and especially in the spring break, is trophy bull redfish. We catch bull redfish. We caught a redfish the other day was 51 inches long.
Nice.
I know people have lived in Galveston their whole life and never seen, I didn't say caught, they never seen a bull red 50 inches long, so... You hear a lot about people catching trophy trout. Everybody wants to catch big trout. I tell you what, you catch a bull red 50 inch, you be throwing rocks at them trout. 50 inch bull red, he'll give you a tug, man.
I've never caught one anywhere near that big. I've caught some what I consider nice bull reds, but the redfish, they're in there feeding too.
We catch a lot of bull reds on those trips, and we catch a lot of slot reds on those trips.
Uh-huh.
It's
a fun trip, Mike, and that's going to go on, the Black Drum Run, it's going to go on throughout into April, isn't it?
Well, it usually starts, this has kind of been a weird year. We run through there, we had a period of a lot of warm weather, we caught a lot of drum, but we're probably pretty much on target. In fact, I'm sitting here watching my pear trees bloom right now. So we're pretty much right on target. And the drum run usually peaks out just about the right in the middle of spring break, about the middle of March. And it'll run from middle of March into about the 10th day of April.
Mm-hmm.
And it's much like the pear trees. One day you got blooms on the trees, and it's about the 10th day of April, it's just like hitting turn the light off, they're gone.
It's a cycle. It's a natural cycle that we that love to hunt and fish, we see a lot of those cycles, you know. Migratory bird, I duck hunt, goose hunt, especially duck hunt a lot. And, you know, I look forward to about the 1st of October every year, the waterfowl migration beginning, and then I kind of sad about right now they're all heading back up north. But all of this, that's the good thing about the outdoors, spending time in the outdoors, whether you're hunting or fishing. It's just after you've done it a lot, like you and I have, you can got so many good times to reflect back on, and you look forward to the good stuff that's coming up. Well, you know, Mike, when the black drum run stops there in April, trout fishing is a huge draw. And Galveston, the bay system down there, kind of tell us about the trout that's coming. That's in April. And, of course, you can catch trout.
You know, I was talking to, actually it was Texas Monthly. They were doing an interview with me, and I was telling them that the best trout fishing of the year for big trout is what I call a tides of Taurus, which is Taurus. It's like April 22nd to about May 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we go from the black drum run to the trophy trout fishing. And I have some guys working for me now that are probably two of the best trophy trout guys in the state of Texas. I mean, that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they live for,
mm-hmm.
is to catch big trout. These guys are very, very, very knowledgeable. And if you want to catch a big trout, that's the time from, like I said, about April 20th to about May 20th. That's when we catch our big trout. And so we kind of go to the black drum fishing. As soon as it stops, we start targeting the trout. And we have, like, trophy trout trips than just in trophy trout trips. It's completely different from fishing, like in a bay system for smaller trout, you know, like 2 to 4 pounds, because we fish two different areas. Most of the trophy trout trips, we target the jetties and the surf, and most of the other trips we target, you know, the run of the mill trout, like 3 to 5 pounds or in the bay. But either way, that is an excellent time, starting in April, to do the trout fishing. We use both artificials and natural baits. Most of the trophy trout trips, we use a lot of natural baits, and it seems like it just produces better results with a bigger fish.
You bet.
In the bait systems, when we wade, we use basically artificials.
Right. You know, Mike, we have just about wrapped up our show. It goes quickly when you're talking about fun stuff like we're talking about. Folks can contact you always at GalvestonFishingGuides.com. And folks, remember, this show here on KETR will be archived for a long time. If you miss something on the show today, go to KETR.org. And local programs and outdoors, and you can read, you know, listen. There'll be a little write-up there, but you can check it out months to come. Mike, what's a good number for folks to contact you?
The best number is our reservation number in Houston. It's 713-723-1911, which is on the website.
Okay.
And we have a live person. We have live people.
You
don't talk to a phone.
Exactly.
I have two ladies, and you call that number, you're gonna get a live person.
Well, Mike, thank you a lot for being with us. And I want you to get back and let's, you know, Galveston is our closest coastal destination. Fishing down there is awesome. I want to get you back, and let's talk trout or sharks next time. How about that?
Yeah, let's talk some sharks next time.
Okay, buddy, you stay on the line. I want to talk to you. Folks, that does wrap our show up. I want to remind you that today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, and invite you to go to biggame.org, where you can learn all about the Dallas Safari Club. Also made possible by Brute Coolers. Now, that website is bruteoutdoors.com. The toll-free number is 855-BRUTE-55. Make sure and tune in next week. We'll have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.